and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 27. Welcome to 2023. If you follow me on social media, I posted this thing where this girl was talking about a fuck-free 23, and I feel like we should all live by that rule this year. Just fuck-free 23. After all of everything the whole world has been through, and then I know everybody has and then some added onto that, let's just go on it with a fuck-free 23. Also, I'm going to apologize if I sound nasally. I'm not sick, but I always get sick after the holidays. It's just inevitable. Apparently, my body cannot handle no sleep and constantly going places and doing things, and that's okay, but I'm feeling fine. If I sound nasally, that's literally all it is. But anyhow, I'm going to be reading January 4th, babies. So happy birthday, and here we go.
Happy birthday.
People born on this day combine an impressive capacity for organization in their working and domestic habits with independence of thought, with the result that they often come up with ideas of startling originality and then implement them with meticulous thoroughness. Their perceptive and incisive minds cut straight to the heart of a problem and, once they have identified their preferred solution, they will be unswerving in its pursuit. They will sometimes manifest a deep and genuine concern for the well-being of humanity and may act on their convictions by becoming involved in political activism. On an individual level, this means they are sensitive, empathetic, and supportive friends and partners, while on a more global scale, their desire to improve the lot of those who are less fortunate, as well as their capacity for inventiveness, frequently makes them gifted teachers, charity workers, or social pioneers. These people may also prove successful in business ventures because of their ability to back up innovative ideas effectively with solid and efficient organizational practices. Although they enjoy the good things of life and tend to indulge in hedonistic pleasures, especially when young, January 4th people will not be diverted by the trivial for very long, preferring to exert their considerable energies on tasks and projects that will give them a deeper sense of fulfillment. If taken too far, however, such behavior could cut them off from many new experiences and potential friendships. They should also recognize that, while others may not share their goals or mythology, this does not invalidate the worth of alternative opinions, and that there is much to be gained from embracing diversity, whatever form it takes. Their virtues are original, organized, empathetic. Their vices are intolerant, uncompromising, and narrow-minded. So again, happy birthday to you January 4th babies, and we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from Lush_sadgirl on Reddit.
I think my ex-husband is haunting me. My ex and I divorced, but we were reconciling our friendship and doing well. He passed from a sudden tragic death. He promised me during our marriage he would haunt me and our baby. He specifically told me he'd be pranking us and knocking things over. Like I said, we remained friends, and he had been living in this home that I lived in. He's gone to dinners with me and my current partner, and they got along amazingly. This death was super hard as we were all getting along really well. My current partner and I still see my ex's in-laws and have dinners when we can. Since his death was weird, weird stuff has been happening. And one of the things even made my skeptic partner start believing. The day of his death, this random garage light started coming on. There is no switch to it, and we've never seen it on and don't know how to access it. It's not even on our fuse box. It came on every night the first month he passed. The consistency has grown less, but it still comes on spontaneously. Day or night, it doesn't matter. There have been other things too going on, like things falling in the middle of us having dinner and it's across the room. The back door, which is annoying to open, has been opening easily with no one around it, and it was shut tight. And I've been having some weird dreams. What do I do if I see him? What do I use to see if it is him? A spirit box? I am so new to this, as I myself have been dismissing all the weird signs growing up. Backstory on me. I luckily have not had a lot of death around me growing up. But what scared me was when I did have to go to funerals for distant relatives I didn't know. I always had freaky ass dreams. Always the same location. Same feeling and theme. But it would be whoever died talking to me in the room. When I became a CNA, I had horrible dreams of a man following me home and getting closer to me each dream until he finally touched me in the dream. He went away and I haven't dreamt of him since, except for one final time when it was him, but it was this weird, scary ass monster. After that, I always without fail get dreams from the dead, and it always is some sort of goodbye. I've since had a palm read and they told me something evil is latched to me. I had a tarot read and same thing, something bad is over me. I thought it was just my wild imagination until someone told me to write down all the things that seemed off for my dreams I could remember since childhood. Now it doesn't seem like a fucking coincidence. I'm intrigued and a bit unnerved. Any advice on any of this 3 a.m. fever rant would be incredible. So, from my perspective, it seems like a sixth sense thing where I'm wondering if this person has like abilities, because if you're literally seeing people in your dreams in the same area, same spot, same dream, just different person, and they're kind of saying goodbye, to me that feels like a, I guess, psychic type of thing or whatever area that's in. But that's kind of what it feels like to me. But the whole monster thing is, personally, I feel like that is separate from the spirits telling you goodbye. And then there's the whole ex thing. I don't know if it's mean or nice that they said that they were going to haunt this person. It's kind of mean, but it's, you know, whatever. And then now they are. I would like to know what your guys' thoughts are, because this one has a whole bunch of different little areas that you could really explore. And yeah, we're just going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from AshyBashyBoo on Reddit.
I just got home from my company's Christmas party at iPlay America in Freehold, New Jersey. I got there a little later than my coworkers as we left half day to go to the party. And I live down the street from my office, so I stopped by my house real quick to see my dogs, since I knew I was going to be gone for a while. On my way there, an SUV ran a stop sign across two lanes. Another car in the opposite lane, and I just missed this person. It has been downpouring rain, high winds for 2 days, and the weather alone felt eerie enough. So, I make it to the party a bit shooken up. There was a banquet, and our tables were numbered. I got a text from my coworker that she was sitting at table 19. I sat and started to eat my salad that was already placed at our tables, while a few of my coworkers started talking about raffles. Then, all of a sudden, the number in the middle of our table that no one touched, no one moved, and no one bumped into, the number and its base jumped on its own, about 4 inches up and 4 inches over from where it was originally placed. Some people at the table say, "Okay," and continue their conversation about the raffle. I put the number back where it had been before it jumped. I finished my salad and I look at my coworker and I asked her, "Is it just me or did that number just jump on its own?" She shrugged and said, "Yeah, it moved on its own. I saw that." My response was, "Great. I'm not crazy." Is it just me or is this one like, "Hello, there's a ghost trying to talk to you"? I mean, this is crazy. The fact that it jumps up 4 inches and then moves 4 inches over. I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot in the grand scheme of things, but the fact that it's even moving and there's, I'm assuming, tons of people around. Hello? Like, that's crazy to me. That is just crazy to me. And the fact that other people saw it, I don't know. This one, it's almost like a nonchalant type of thing, but it, to me, I'm just like, holy crap. Like, that is great and crazy. And I don't know. I think that's incredible. I just think it's crazy that it happened in front of a whole bunch of people and at a party nonetheless. Like, I'm kind of too into the paranormal, so I'll just shut up. But you guys let me know your thoughts. And don't forget, it's a fuck-free 23. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.